with 30 other victims. On the ground floor of Building C, openings were punched through the walls between three classrooms that allowed guards to see down the whole corridor of cells. Each classroom was divided into 11 cells made of rough bricks. Two prisoners were sometimes crammed into a single one. Metal frameworks have been added to support the crumbling walls. An artist named One Nut, one of the very few survivors of S21, remembers arriving here in a truck with 30 other victims. Please look around this cell block as you listen to his story.
The engine stopped. I heard the young guards shout for joy, like wolves waiting for their food. Some lifted the canvas, threw a light in our faces. Others slipped handcuffs on us and threw us off the truck. After an entire day in a truck, your body feels numb. You can't stand up. I felt something rough around my throat. They were putting a rope around our necks and pulling us along like cattle. We couldn't see a thing. We followed the sound of each other's steps. They kicked anyone who fell. One of them shouted, just like blind men. They all laughed. We were scared.
One Nut was taken upstairs to mass detention. Dutch noted on his file, keep for use, in case they needed his skills as an artist. He could not have imagined that later, One Nut would use those skills to document the atrocities at S21.